Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, my beloved, is the beginning of the Lenten Triodion, and today is the day where we remember the parable of the Lord about the Pharisee and the publican. The publican and the Pharisee, as the two men walked into the church to pray. The Lord says one was the Pharisee who started to pray and thanking God for that he is not like the rest of them, those who are fornicators and who recounts different criminals, different people, but that I am keeping the fasting laws twice a week, and I'm giving one tenth of whatever I get to the church. And he was praising himself and in the same time as if thanking God that he was able to become so good. And then he spots the publican that walked into the church, which didn't even dare to look up to heaven or up raise his eyes. He just went down in his the heart and started to beat his breast and say, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." And the Lord says, that man is going to walk away more justified than the Pharisee that was praising himself. And my beloved, this is what we have to learn. That's why the Lord has given us in the Lenten Triodion, the first week. And this week there is no fasting, because the church absolves us from it, so that we will not start to become self-righteous. And self-righteousness is a pride, is actually a sin of pride. What happens is when we become self-righteous, then we become like the Pharisees, and we start looking at everybody else and outside of us that they are worse than we are and that we are better. And when that kind of spirit takes over, then of course we become high-minded and we walk away from the love of the Lord and the real love of the Lord, because it's proven by the love of the creation, of God's creation, which the crown of the creation is a human being. And we have to make sure that our love is always warm to everybody. And then, but if we become Pharisaical in our heart, if we think that we are so good and that we are fulfilling the laws, and we notice the breaking of the laws or inability to fulfill all the ordinances and all things that the church has to do for somebody else, and we start judging them, there is no way we can make it to develop the love that is needed. The love that's needed for the Lord, and the proof of that love is that we love each other. So make sure we don't fall into that trap of seeing the sins of others and fall into the trap of judging them, because then our heart will turn against them. We're not going to be able to stand them. My beloved, we have to work on ourselves, and it's the beginning of the great Lent. We have to work on the beginning of preparation for the great Lent. We have to work on ourselves and throughout all our life make sure we never raise up our nose higher than we never see ourselves as being good, because we have to remember in the scripture when a young man came up to the Lord and says, "Good teacher," and the Lord says, "Why are you calling me good? No one is good except God." And of course God, and he was God and is God, but he wanted to teach us a lesson. Never consider yourself good, no matter how somebody may be praising you, but don't take it into your heart to say, "Well, they're praising me only because they really don't know my badness." And God, forgive me, and help them, and help everybody to be able to get closer to each other spiritually, so that we can be making it into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. And of course, the church is celebrating today also the new martyrs and confessors of Russia. You know, my beloved, from the beginning of times, from early Christians and on to the beginning of the this century or last century, there was no more martyrs than what was done in Russia after it lost its Tsar. The government was taken over by God-fighting, atheistic, satanic government, which started to persecute the Christians. And in fact, they have murdered through concentration camps, through hard labors, through psychiatrical treatments, through all kinds of matters, as was done in the early times of Christians, and all the way to this time. Russia, once it became Christianized, didn't have that many martyrs, but it made up its martyrs during the 70 years of the communist regime. My beloved, the Russian people had suffered not in thousands but in millions, and if you put together all the other martyrs that used to be before that, I think the Russian people had beat everybody, because they have produced much, much more martyrs. And of course, the Lord had told us about it. He had told us that this time will be coming, that people will start betraying each other, and that there will be so much hatred for the Christians that they would be taken before the governments and put on all kinds of trials and be tortured and be killed for the sake of the Lord. And of course, the Lord also tells, but not one hair of your head can perish without God's will. So God allows us all these torturings and all these great feasts that the martyrs had done for the sake of our Lord. One of the beautiful stories was in the communist time. One person, by the name George, was actually tortured in the dungeon and jail, and there was a doctor witnessing that he would not be killed. He would just be beaten and beaten and tortured and tortured, so that he would deny Christ, literally, and he would not do it. And finally the doctor says, "That's enough, don't beat him anymore, because he is about to die." And so they released him to his home, and he comes, and he brought to the home, and they bring a priest in, which was of course from the catacomb, a priest, and the priest had come up to him, and he begged for a confession and communion. And the priest says, "Well, before I give you any confession, you have to tell me, do you forgive those torturers that were torturing you?" And the man said immediately, "Of course, I forgive them totally, and I beg the Lord that the Lord will not hold it against them." And then the priest had heard his confession and gave him communion, and after that, the man had passed away right away. And the people automatically, instead of singing the songs of the funeral, they right away sang the Traparius for Martyr George, considered him being a martyr, that he had taken all those tortures and all for Christ, and that he did not harden his heart against anybody. It's a beautiful story, which is many, many of stories are similar to that in Russia that produced millions of the martyrs. May the Lord help us through the prayers of our martyrs to pick up some of the spirit of the love for the Lord and for each other, that no one and nothing can ever take us away from the love of God. Amen.